We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to the 6-Man Show Post Game Live, presented by Rock'em. Yep. Magic fall in Game 2 in Cleveland, 96-86. In a game that felt eerily similar in a lot of ways to Game 1. Magic just completely incapable of knocking down open threes. And the Cavs having a couple guys that are very good. Very, very good guards. In Cleveland, obviously, Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland, at different moments in this game, had their way. The biggest difference today would have been rebounding. We'll talk about that, obviously. But, yeah, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. Obviously not the way we wanted the series to start. The bigger story for me is not going down 0-2. That doesn't surprise me. That shouldn't surprise anybody. That should have been expected, obviously. Being underdogs on the road, you should start a series 0-2 before you come home. The bigger conversation and storyline for me deals with injuries. Obviously, Jalen Suggs goes down early in this one. I thought he was done for the series. Like, I was shocked to hear that he was warming up and then eventually played. But it's still something to keep an eye on. And then right at the very, very end there, the last possession, Franz Wagner, looks like he hit his shoulder there. And so, obviously, something we'll have to keep an eye on over the course of the rest of the evening and going into tomorrow. Hopefully, it was just a little bump, a little bruise. Hopefully it's not anything, you know, serious with him. But regardless, tough situation for the Magic to be in. Obviously this team has a lot of flaws and has had those flaws all season long, but they're really being exposed in this series. It's tough because, you say this team is a bad three-point shooting team, which we are, but even the players that are statistically good three-point shooters, or even average three-point shooters this season. Talking about Jalen Suggs, Jonathan Isaac. Fortunately, Gary Harris tonight got it going. But guys like them, apparently incapable of knocking out open threes. And it's the Cavs' game plan. They're playing to clog the paint and leave you wide open from the perimeter. They're daring us to make them, and we're not. And so that's just the way it is. We do have one super chat here to get us started here. Ty, Mr. TV, says, bright side is that Suggs is okay. I'm at Wall Street and won tickets to the playoffs for Saturday, so I'll be loud and proud. P.S. The refs suck. Free AB. Dude, that's amazing. First off, that you won those tickets to that game. I'll be at both games, Thursday and Saturday, which, by the way, if you're just joining us here for the show, I don't know if you'll stick around. It's a little bit of a late night for some people. Just a heads up, Thursday and Saturday's shows, the post-game live, will be a little bit of a later start because we'll be at those games Thursday and Saturday, so hopefully within, 20, 30 minutes or so of the game being done, we can get on here. Unlike most games, we're on here literally within a minute of the game being done. So just so you have a heads up about that. Biggest thing is just be sure you have notifications on our YouTube channel so you'll know when we go live. You don't have to sit there and wait. Just want to give you a little bit of heads up about that. Congrats on winning those tickets. That'll be fun. Yeah, and if you're going to game three or four, guys, we got to absolutely bring it, right? Like, we have to lift this team. The cool thing is, like, while we got outplayed again today, it still feels like the recipe to win is there, right? We just got to make some more shots. We got to do better at the line. it's kind of self-inflicted stuff like that. But I think coming home, I think this team's going to have a chance. Obviously, you got to win game three. So Thursday night, if you're coming to that game, you cannot leave with a voice. I'll put it that way. Like, if you leave and you can still talk, we'll be disappointed, okay? So it should be fun. First home Magic playoff game in 5 years. Should be a lot of fun. I'm super, super pumped. All right, guys. This show, the Six-Man Show Post Game Live, is brought to you by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store. They're gigantic Orlando Magic fans over there. And they're in Orlando, right down the road from Kia Center. They make socks and underwear, showcasing some of your favorite sports teams like the Orlando Magic, but also NHL, NFL, and college as well. They also do non-sports things like Marvel, Harry Potter, Disney, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, all kinds of fun stuff like that. Just be sure when you shop at Rock'em.com that you use this code, MAGIC20, because it gets you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com. Again, whether it's socks, underwear, all kinds of fun stuff that they have there at Rock'em.com, check them out, and just be sure you use that code MAGIC20. Shout out to Rock'em. We got another super chat that flew in here. Luis Rosario says, time to shake up who plays in crunch time. What do I want to say here? One of the strengths of this team all season long was this whole idea. Thank you for that super chat, Luis Rosario, but it sparked something in my mind. One of the strengths of this team all season long was this idea of by committee, right? And you hear Jamal Mosley talk about it all season long. And it was a strength of this team. This bench unit, a lot of the season, elite, one of the best in the league. What we're finding, though, is that in the regular season, our bench unit plays against bench units. But in the playoffs, for most teams, the starters play significantly more minutes in the playoffs than in the regular season. And so, therefore, this bench lineup is coming up against a lot more starters. And it's not working. It's just not working. Now, the bench down the stretch of the regular season struggled. And so I think part of that is a carryover into the postseason. Part of that, I think, is the bench unit has been shaken up, right? Like, you know, Jonathan Isaac now starting is not part of that bench unit. Yeah, it makes me wonder if Wendell goes back to the starting lineup to allow Jonathan Isaac to go back to that bench role. I really don't know. I think some things do have to be shaken up because we're 0-2, and I don't literally mean in the series. I mean 0-2 in this game plan, right? Like, this game plan is not working. Again, in a lot of ways, game one and game two were carbon copies of each other. A couple ways they were very different. Again, rebounding. I mean, good grief. The Cavs got 15 offensive rebounds tonight. 15. That's actually not that many more than they had in game one. It slowed down towards the end, but I think they had 13 through three quarters. Let me see what they ended up with in game one. I think it was like 11 or 13 or something like that. The Cavs had 13 offensive rebounds through three quarters, and I was like, oh boy, they're going to end up with like 17. Let's see. Game one, they had 10 offensive rebounds. So they end up with 13 tonight. I don't know. It just felt like they were killing you on the glass. All the loose balls were going their way, and once again, you just can't shoot. Magic ended up shooting 9 of 35 from 3, 29 of 80 from the field, 36% from the field. Brutal. Brutal, brutal. I mean, that's just painful to look at. That sucks. But it adds up. And then you add on to it 6 turnovers for Franz, 6 turnovers for Paolo. Never, ever, ever, ever going to get it done. Rough. All right, let me see, chat, what you got here tonight. We'll hit a couple of these. Just really quick while I'm browsing these, of course, Jonathan and Luke will have a brand new episode of the Six Man Show. Jonathan's driving home right now. And once he gets home, Jonathan and Luke will record that episode reacting to this. And so that'll be up for you guys when you wake up in the morning. So definitely check that out. In the meantime, let's take a look. Captain Turk says, AB will give it a chance in game 4. Oh, man. All right, let's see here. I love Jamal Mosley. Genuinely, I hope he's the head coach of the Orlando Magic for a long, long time. Love him. I love Jeff Weltman. I think he's done a terrific job running the basketball operations department of this team. Not just player acquisition, drafting, all that kind of stuff. He has remodeled our entire basketball operations team from like wellness and fitness and training and the Advent Health Training Center and all those things. I love Jeff Weltman. I don't know who is to blame whether it's Jamal Mosley or Jeff Weltman. I really don't know. But why? Why is Anthony Black not playing? Why? Make it make sense. It doesn't make sense. He's thrust into the starting lineup in that middle section of the season because of injuries and does absolutely nothing, nothing to make you say he's not capable or even worthy of seeing the floor. And he hasn't played outside of garbage time since like February, January, whatever it was. Why? And on a night like tonight where you lose Jalen Suggs early in this game, Markel comes in and is terrible on both ends. The defensive effort for Markel tonight was ridiculous. He plays for 6 minutes, doesn't play in the second half. Why are you not giving those minutes to Anthony Black? I don't understand it. Oh, and add to the fact that Anthony Black will actually take a three, and he's capable of making them. Why? When Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell are doing this to you, why not throw another body at him who's capable of defending them? And for nothing else, even if you're going to sit here and say, we're going to lose the series, we're going to be swept, whatever, why not give Anthony Black playoff experience? Why? It makes no sense. Is it the reason we lost today? No, it's not. I'm not going to sit here and say you put Anthony Black in, you win this game. I'm never, ever going to say that. But it doesn't make sense. Just like it didn't make sense at the end of the regular season. Why is Anthony Black not playing? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Whatever. Okay. Where were we? Rant over. I'm done. I feel better now. No, actually, I don't. I don't feel better. I'm still angry. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. I don't get it. One thing I'll say, again, before I go back to the chat. When Jalen Suggs went out with that injury, I thought we're done. Like, series over, which it still might be. It's trending that way. But I was like, this is it. Like, you go down 0-2, you come home, you're healthy, you feel like you got a chance. You go down 0-2, you lose Jalen Suggs, and you feel like it's done. But what I don't think it surprised me, but the thing you noticed, like as soon as Jalen Suggs went out, this team just deflated. Like everyone talks about, he's the heart and soul, and I get that. He is, no doubt. And you could see that tonight. When Jalen Suggs went out, Cavs score on the next five possessions. Four of those were dunks or layups at the rim. This team, and again, when Markel was on the floor for that stretch, just let the Cavs do whatever they want. And I understand, like, mentally, that's a tough thing to see, like, your teammate go down, especially someone as important as Jalen. But, man, that stretch. Again, in a game that ends up being a 10-point game, you got it down to 9 in the fourth quarter, that stretch where you allow 5 straight buckets, easy buckets, all of it adds up. It's tough. It's a sign of inexperience and youth and all those things, but whatever. Okay. All right, I'm coming back to the chat now. I promise we'll hit through some of these here. Icarus says, Coach of the Year finalist, laugh your whatever. The only thing I can complain about with Jamal Mosley is AB, and I don't know if it's his fault. I really don't know if it's him or Jeff Weltman, which sucks to say out loud. I really don't know. I don't know whose fault it is that Anthony Black is not playing. Outside of that, how can you blame Jamal Mosley for this team not shooting the basketball well again? How can you do that? And again, just like game one, which if you haven't seen the stats, it was something like the Magic were 5 of 35. I don't remember the exact number. 5 of 35, something like that, when open. Like, not, these aren't contested threes. It's not like Jamal Mosley is not orchestrating open shots enough for this team. We have open looks. We're not hitting them. And on the flip side, the rebounding tonight is also not Jamal Mosley's fault. The free throws tonight is not Jamal Mosley's fault. The roster that he was handed is not Jamal Mosley's fault. Again, if you want to pick one thing apart for Jamal Mosley, it's Anthony Black. And again, I don't even know if it's his fault. I don't know if it's him or Jeff Weltman. We know during the regular season that Jeff Weltman dictates, depending on certain situations, who plays, who doesn't, how many minutes, all that kind of stuff. Especially guys coming back from injury. I don't want to say he dictates the entire roster. He doesn't. But when it comes to a guy like Anthony Black in the playoffs, I assume it's Jamal Mosley, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's higher than that. It's rough. Turquoise says, silver lining is that Suggs is okay. Yes, 100%. huge. I mean, again, I was, when he went down, I was literally, what I said was, the best case scenario is that he doesn't miss time next season. That's where I was. I thought for sure it was a ligament something, you know.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Rough. Lots of people in the chat talking about Markelle Fultz. I don't know how you play him again. How can you play him again? When the Cavs, all they do is clog the paint and dare you to shoot, you cannot play Markelle Fultz. You can't. Markelle, good at getting to the rim, good at finishing at the rim, good at creating from getting in the paint. When you're playing a team like Cleveland that literally will not allow you to do that, is daring you to shoot, you cannot put Markelle Fultz on the floor again. You can't do it. I don't care what investment you've put in him, his time in Orlando. I love Markelle Fultz. Great human being. Great human being. This is not an assault on him as a person. It's not an assault on his character. None of those things. He cannot play again. He can't play again in this series. He can't. Add that to the list. If you want to pick apart Jamal Mosley about something, make it that. But again, is Jamal Mosley putting Fultz out there? Is he being told you need to play Markelle Fultz because of X, Y, and Z? I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I really don't. Steven says Magic in six. Let's go. Ay, ay, ay. Didalis says, hi, Kevin. Hi, Didalis. Good evening. Or I guess very late evening for you. We got another super chat here from Kaiser. Says, once it was clear we were losing, a part of me wanted more of a blowout so at least AB would get some garbage time playoff experience. Yeah, I get that. Thank you for that super chat. I get that. But garbage time is garbage time, even if it's playoffs. I want Anthony Black in the game when it's a 1-2-3 possession game, crowd going crazy up in Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell barking and clapping as if, you know, they're beating the Celtics. Like, this is their championship series, it feels like, the Cavs. Like, they're so scarred from last season, the fact that they're beating up on this, you know, tiny young Magic team, they're just hyped up, which is just weird to me. I thought Donovan Mitchell was a little bit cooler than that, but him and Darius Garland like running their mouths and clapping, like, I get you want to hype your team up, but they're acting like they're on their way to the finals. It's odd behavior, which they might be. I think it's a good team. I think they have a chance to give Boston a difficult time if they end up facing them in the second round. I don't want to take that away from them. It's a good basketball team. Very physical. I love the way they play, but just the mental game. I see, again, second night in a row. It's odd. It's odd behavior. I didn't expect that from them. I thought it'd be more business as usual playing against the lowly Orlando Magic team that shouldn't even be here. It's a little weird, but whatever. Solitary introvert says, definitely need to consider getting shooters this offseason. Yeah, you think? I think you're right. But again, the weird part is, like, J.I. shot, I think, 37% this season. Jalen, 39% this season. Going back to game one, Gary Harris, 37% this season. Those guys, wide open threes, are just not hitting them. Just not hitting them. All right, I need to skip ahead a little bit here. We're still way behind here. Janine says, if you look at the box score, the first quarter is where we lost the game. All the quarters were close, 100%. Very similar to game one. I had that same thought. Very similar to game one. In spite of all the things that went wrong for this team tonight, the injuries, the poor shooting, the turnovers, all those things, Janine is exactly right. You win the fourth quarter, hold them to 16 points. Terrific. Unfortunately, you only score 21. And you lose the second quarter by two and the third quarter by one. Actually, time out. If you take away the first quarter, you win. You outscored them over the course of the other three quarters because they only outscored you by a combined 3 points in quarters two and three, and you outscored them by five in the fourth. How about that? Take what the Magic won the last three quarters. That's crazy. That is crazy to think about. When you think about how those last three quarters felt, we felt completely hopeless. And yet, the whole time that's wild. That's crazy. I think part of it was because the lead got all the way up to 20. You know, I think it got to 20 at one point in the third, but it definitely got up to 20 in the fourth. 22, actually. And so it felt hopeless, but then we had that comeback at the end, which, fell quite short, but whatever. Oh, man. This is Austin. This is my friend Austin Garrett, who's a Cavs fan. Here you go, Austin. Here's your moment. He's 100% correct. Allen ate the Magic alive, wire to wire, two games in a row. It's facts, man. And part of it is the lineup switch, putting Jonathan Isaac in with the starters. He adds a lot, but the rebounding, the physicality, that's not what he's there for. Calling him a center is even a stretch. Against certain teams, Jonathan Isaac can play center. I think against this Cavs team, leaves a lot to be desired, which is why I thought he was going to do it tonight. I thought I was going to put Wendell back in the starting lineup tonight. I think he needs to do it on Thursday. I think he's doing it, not just for the starters, but for the sake of the bench. Jonathan Isaac with that bench unit was elite all season long. All season long. And so to change it up now, it worked last Sunday against the Bucks. It hasn't worked two games in a row against the Cavs. And I think you got to switch it up. I do. Jonas Whale, excuse me, says growing pains. Facts, man. Facts. Major Everett says Franz and Harris were flawless. All we need is Paolo, Jalen, and Cole to bring it. No, I highly disagree with you. Franz was not flawless. Franz was good in stretches of this game, but he ends up 5 of 17 from the field for 29% and 6 turnovers. Franz was not flawless. I thought Franz had moments of tonight where he was fine, but they were brief because he went 5 of 17 from the field with 6 turnovers. Gary tonight, obviously a lot better. Let's just go to the box score I'm going through some of these numbers here. Gary, obviously tonight, finally figures out how to shoot the basketball. I think he missed his first two, was 0 of 2, and so he ends up going 4 of 5 down the stretch. Missed a really, really big one that I think that would have cut the lead to 6. Once we got it down to 9, he had a wide open 3. He went 4 of 5 in the last stretch of this game, and the one that he missed was the one that would have cut it to 6, which would have been insane. If you got that 22-point lead down to 6, who knows what happens. I'm admittedly watching over here this Sixers-Knicks game, which is tight, and I won't spoil it for you if you're watching this and I'm ahead of you, but big shot just made there. Looking at the rest of this box score really fast, we'll come back to the chat after that. 18 points for Franz. We just talked about his line. He goes 6 or 7 from the line, which is great. Paolo makes both of his free throws today. You'll take that. 21 points. He goes 9 of 20 from the field. I mean, they are making life so difficult for Paolo. So difficult. He ends up with 6 turnovers tonight after having 8 or 9, depending on which box score you looked at on Saturday's game. Which I guess you could say is an improvement, but he's still falling into the same traps where he's going into his move, sometimes leaving his feet and has nowhere to go. So he just has to heave the ball somewhere. And the Cavs, I mean, again, probably three times again tonight did that, just like they did three or four times on Saturday. You gotta cut down on those turnovers. And unfortunately for him, Franz joined him in the turnover party today, which he didn't do on Saturday. Franz was great, not turning the ball over on Saturday. J.I., 1 of 7 from the field. All of them were threes. Ends up with 3 points, 4 boards. I mean, probably 6 of those were wide open. A guy shot just under 38% from three this season. You expect him to make more than one. Expect him to go at least 2 of 7, if not 3 of 7. To go 1 of 7 just hurts you so bad. And again, that just changes the defense, right? If they don't have to worry about Jonathan Isaac in the corner, they're not going to worry about him, right? He has to make a couple of those to at least keep him honest. And so that really, really hurt the Magic tonight. Which again, like I said, he shot under 38% for the season, but these first two games, he's just not doing it. We already talked about Gary, ends up going 4 of 7 from three, which is obviously great compared to game one. Jalen obviously goes out with that knee injury. A miracle that he came back. I thought he was done for the series and maybe part of next season too. Comes back, obviously doesn't shoot the ball well. Does well getting to the line, ends up getting 7 free throws, missed 2 of them though. 6 boards for him, 5 assists. Defensively though, I mean, Jalen, in spite of everything, in spite of the knee, in spite of the fact that he's going against Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, defensively, he's incredible. He's incredible. Wendell tonight, yeah, I don't know. Not great. Goes 1 of 6 from three. Again, a guy that shot 39%, something like that, 38% this season from three. Goes 1 of 6, and probably at least 4 of those were wide open. It's just tough, man. Joe Ingles tonight, you know, only gets 1 3 off, and it's not even the best look. Ends up with 2 points, 3 assists. Markel, we've already talked about him. He can't play again. You cannot play Markel Fultz again. You just can't. He cannot. If you actually want to win this series and you're not playing him for politics, he cannot play. Cannot play. Can't do it. Cole Anthony went 0 of 7 on Saturday. You thought for sure he's going to bounce back. Ends up going 0 of 4 today. He's 0 for 11 in the series. That's our like primary bench scorer. We can't get anything. Crazy. Mo Wagner, 5 of 8 from the field, 12 points. Again, second game in a row, Mo Wagner was good. 6 boards as well for him. Unfortunately, Cleveland fans are hating him even more now after that fan. Oh, that fan got hurt. I'm not laughing at the fan. Obviously, I hope he's okay. But Mo Wagner is like everything that Cleveland fans could want as far as ammunition against Mo Wagner. They're getting it in this series right now. Obviously, like, plays very physical. That's Mo Wagner. He's an antagonizer. That's what he does. But then you have the Okoro play, you know, on Saturday where it's totally inadvertent, genuinely. Sometimes certain things Mo Wagner does aren't inadvertent. Totally inadvertent where he's like falling and Okoro trips him and his face hits the ground, obviously. I mean, that sucks. But totally inadvertent. So obviously Cavs fans don't like him for that. And then tonight, the whole thing with the fan, it's just like, which Mo doesn't care. He loves being the villain. It's fine. He didn't care. But yeah, kind of is what that is there. All right, let's look at, actually I did want to look really fast at some of Cleveland's shooting numbers. Donovan Mitchell, I mean, you hold him for 9 of 22 and 2 of 10 from 3. I think he started 2 for 2 from 3. I'm pretty sure he hit his first 2, and so he ended 0 for 8 from 3. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Even if he went 2 for 3 in his first 3 threes, he went 0 for 7. He either finished 0 for 7 or 0 for 3 from 0 for, I can't talk, 0 for 7 or 0 for 8 from 3. Amazing. You'll take that. You'll take that. Ends up with 3 turnovers, Darius Garland with 4, you'll take that. Again, defensively, this team is not struggling. Like, sure, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland are going to carve you up in moments. They're going to hit tough shots in moments. That's what players like those guys do. But defensively, you are playing terrific basketball. You're playing enough defense to win these games, which is the Magic's calling card. But again, offensively, it's just where we are just totally hopeless, it feels like, for large stretches of games. Again, here's some of those team stats. Like I mentioned, Magic, get rid of the first quarter. You won this game. Second, third, fourth quarters combined, you win the game, which is crazy to think about. Cleveland only ends up with 36 points in the paint. They were in the 40s, I believe, in game one. You end up with 32. Cleveland got out and running a little bit more than you'd like today. 20 fast break points for them. Again, the bench just abysmal. I mean, this Magic bench averaged over 40 points a game this season. You only get 21 tonight. It's just not good enough. And again, turnovers, huge problem. A really, really big problem for the Magic tonight. Really, really big problem. You force 15 turnovers, great. You only get 14 points off those turnovers. I'm surprised it's that high. Just the eye test, I feel like every time we force a turnover, we either turned it over, got a bad shot, missed, whatever. I mean, this team has to do a better job of scoring off of turnovers, scoring off of long rebounds, like those kinds of things. You have to get moving before their defense gets set if you're going to have a chance. Again, hide your kids. Here's the shooting stats. Both teams shoot the ball horribly tonight, but the Magic were worse, obviously. 36% for the Magic, 29 of 80, 34 of 82 for the Cavs. Magic, 25% from 3, 9 of 35. While the Cavs are just 30%, 12 of 39. You missed 7 free throws. This is the reason this game wasn't even a blowout earlier. The Cavs missed 10 free throws. They go 16 of 26 from the line, even worse than you. That's the only reason this game wasn't like a 24-point game in the third quarter. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. This Knicks game. Oh, my days. Oh, my gosh. If you guys aren't watching this, this thing is... Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I try not to spoil things. DiVincenzo, a 3 to take the lead. That's a 6-point possession for the Knicks. Oh, my goodness. They got a 3. Philly lost the inbound. And then DiVincenzo hits a 3 to take the lead with 13 seconds left. Philly's going to have a chance, but that was crazy. A 6-point possession for Philly. They were down 5 and they have the lead. That's crazy. Okay, whatever. All right, I'm going to come back to the chat before we call this a night. What are we at? 30 minutes. Perfect. Wrap this up with some chat. I did see we had a super chat hop in here. Luke B said, how do you think we fix the rebounding? Is it as simple as give Goga more minutes? Or sorry, I missed a line. Give Goga more minutes to start Dell because we can't get outshot and outboarded and expect to win. Here's the issue with Goga. While I think Goga would help you rebounding, Goga is going to get absolutely cooked if he gets drawn to this pick and roll stuff. He's going to get absolutely, I mean, Wendell, Mo, J.I., they are serviceable. A scale, right? Like J.I., terrific when it comes to if he's pick and roll and they got a switch and all that kind of stuff. J.I. allows you to switch 1 through 5, right? Wendell, not as good, but allows you to potentially do that from time to time. And then the next person on that scale as it keeps moving, Mo Wagner, serviceable. Goga doesn't have a chance. If you throw Goga out there, Cleveland is just going to carve that up. And so while he's a better rebounder than those other guys, and a better rim protector too, which it's nothing to ignore, is he going to be playable because of what Cleveland would do to respond to that? I don't know. At some point, do you just say, hey, we got to try something, and you throw him out there for a little bit? If for anything, just to be a big body, just to mix it up, I don't know. I mean, maybe, but yeah, rebounding getting cooked. All right, let's see here. A couple other things. Oh my goodness, they gotta stop! I can't believe that the Knicks or the Sixers choking. Holy smokes! Do you believe it? Says I'm just having one of those days where I miss the song. You and me both. You and me both, man. We haven't heard the song in 8 days now. Woof. We got to hear it one more time before the season. I'm going to play it at the end of the season no matter what. Even if we get swept, I don't care. We got to hear the song. It's been a great season. But it's not over yet. Not over yet. Major Everett, you're 100% right. Maybe I wasn't paying good enough attention. You were getting beat so bad. It looked like Franz was good in the first half. Franz was much better in the first half. Second half. Yikes. Yusuf says, AB needs Cole's minutes. AB needs minutes. I don't care. Especially Cole's not playing well right now. Put him in for them, for him, put him in for Markel, whatever. I don't care. All right. This Sixers game coming down to the end. What in the world was that possession? That is the craziest thing. Sixers snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. That is wild. Knicks win. Go up 2-0. That's insane. What is Tyrese Maxey doing there? Just take the shot. You give it to Embiid with a second left from the MSG logo. What a terrible. I mean, Maxey was great. Obviously hit that tough shot at the end, but man, gross. Yeah, Luke says 9 offensive rebounds for Allen makes me sick. Yeah, it's rough. We'll hit a couple more of these. Yasiel says the hesitation to shoot is annoying. Yeah, rough. A couple times. I mean, part of it is some of these guys are just paralyzed. We just can't hit shots right now. They're so paralyzed to even try, even when they're open or somewhat open. It's crazy. Janine says, yeah, the Knicks with their three-point shooting. Can't relate. Nope. Can't relate. Can't relate. That's crazy. I'm shook just seeing that. Let's see. Ryan says, Knicks have the best chance to dethrone the Celtics? I don't know. I think. That'd be tough, but Cleveland, maybe. I don't know. I think Cleveland has a chance to make it interesting. The Only Hero says, if somebody told me the Magic would hold the Cavs under 100 points in these games, I would say the Magic would be 2-0. Never thought our offense would get exposed as much. Yeah, unfortunately. It's where we are. All right, guys, reminder. Tonight, or it'll be in the morning by the time you get it. Six-man show. Jonathan, Luke, going to react to this game, give their thoughts about game 3 on Thursday. Here's what I'm going to say as we close this out, guys. Thursday, it's do or die. Can't go down 3-0. We have to play our part. If you're going to be at Kia Center on Thursday, you got to bring all the noise, all the energy, all the effort. We're going to do it, okay? I'm going to be there. I'll see you guys there Thursday. Remember, the show will be a little bit late on Thursday, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We need a win on Thursday. We'll see you after it. Fingers crossed. And of course, let's go Magic.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.